It is time for the Coach's Show. As we were talking baseball here on KDOM. As we had a few games going on the last couple of days. And we're talking with Wyndham Baseball as well as Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, and Heron Lake Okabena Fulda. So let's hop right into it before we get into Twins baseball. It's pregame starting right around 6 o'clock here on KDOM. So we'll hop into some coaches after the quick break here on KDOM, the Coach's Show, talking baseball action.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Body collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove Baseball. And Coach, we'll start here. You guys have started the season. One of the few teams in the area that have played a couple of games now of baseball, starting on Monday. And you guys had back-to-back games, like I said, Monday and Tuesday. Can you talk just a little bit about how those games went and what your kind of takeaway is from the start of the season?
You know, Monday was a very nice day to be out, you know, playing ball and getting things started for the season. You know, unfortunately, it didn't go our way, you know, and the fact that we, you know, played a pretty solid Felipe squad and we had a lot of new players, guys playing in some spots for the first time and a couple guys that are a little dinged up and didn't, you know, didn't play a whole lot because of some lingering injuries. So, you know, it was a fresh start, but there was some bright spots. You know, Jake Erickson, got three solid innings in on the mound, had two really good at bats at the plate, you know, going 2-for-2 with the triple and driving in a run. Trenton Blumgren had an RBI single in the first inning to get us our two runs for the game. And you know, defensively, we made limited mistakes, which was okay, you know, on the first day outside really, and seeing live balls off of bats and some things like that, you know, we hadn't really done yet so far this year. So, you know, some positives there, you know, things that we can improve on from that one. We took into yesterday's game against Lakeview, you know, went up the Cottonwood and the wind and the cold and got six really good innings on the mound out of Braxton Weber, you know, for a freshman in his first time out as a starting pitcher at the varsity level. I thought he did a really good job of throwing the ball across the plate, mixing in breaking ball here and there and getting us out of a couple of tight jams early in the game that you know, in a way may have or may not have swung it in our favor. You know, and then we had some good contributions again from some new players, guys getting on base, stealing bases, using a complement of, you know, freshmen and a couple of eighth graders to fill some spots for those guys that are a little nicked up and you know, injured, and we didn't really want to put them out there in the cold weather. So, you know, it was good. It was good to get a win under our belt and see some guys put the ball in play and put the pressure on the defense a little bit more than we did on Monday. Still striking out too much early in the season for my liking, but you know, that comes with, you know, new hitters and guys figuring out how to play varsity baseball for the first time.
Yeah, Coach, you know, two games under your belt now very early in the season, you know, but having to deal with some adversity early on, I'm sure, you know, the team looks a little bit different than you thought it was even, you know, a couple of months ago, dealing, you know, with some injuries and some guys deciding not to play baseball this year. You know, you talked about some of those guys playing in these last couple of games, getting some varsity minutes under their belt. I'm sure that's very important to kind of get those guys out there, you know, whether the weather is cooperating or not, you know, just playing some varsity baseball can really help.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get out there early in the season before the conference schedule starts and you know, see some You know, Sleepy Eye had three quality pitchers that they put out there and some really good hitters. And, you know, baseball's just a little bit different over there in Brown County than we're used to. You know, those guys live to play that, you know, to play baseball, and that's kind of their sport over there. And, you know, we're, you know, when you show up and they are, you know, they're putting the ball in play on, you know, bats on the, you know, barrel on the ball and running the bases and doing a lot of stuff that, on the first day for some first timers was a little bit of an eye opener, I think. But for the most part, you know, after a couple of days, fairly positive. You know, kids are enjoying themselves. We're having fun in the dugout, and everybody seems to be engaged and knowing their role and filling in those roles. And you know, baseball's a funny game. Every now and then, you get the ball to bounce your way, and you get a hot pitcher down the stretch, and you know, you have a way to maybe squeak out some wins and do some things like that. And, you know, we'll see where it takes us from here.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, very excited to cover some Falcon baseball here in the next couple of months. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again here very soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Family car's best friend. Fix it right, get on the road again. No matter the make and model. Call 831-4767. Split Automotive.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Lucas Knutson of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Baseball. And Coach, before we kind of dive into your squad, you guys were able to play a game yesterday against Martin County West. Can you just talk about that one? I know they ended up getting the win there 7-1, but from what you said, it seems like it was a pretty good ball game for a majority of it.
Yeah, so we went over to welcome for season opener on a pretty cold and windy day, and with a pretty inexperienced team coming into this year, I thought we competed pretty well for the majority of that game. Nathan Madsen started on the mound for us, and he went four innings, and it was a 2-1 game after the fourth inning. So he did a nice job as a kind of one of our key relievers a year ago, and stepping into that opening day start for us, and he kept us in the game. He threw strikes, and defense made some plays behind him early on, and we went to the bullpen in the fifth inning, and Martin County West was able to score five runs and break the game open a little bit. But no, like I said, we competed well, and about half of the guys that started in the game yesterday for us are pretty new to the varsity level. So that was a lot of those kids' first taste of varsity baseball experience, and that's, you know, with a small roster this year, that's kind of the way things are going to be for us. So a good game to start with, and hopefully can build from here.
Yeah, Coach, you know, looking at your roster here, you kind of mentioned some new guys that you're going to have to, you know, get their feet wet here to start the year. But, you know, you do have a couple of guys that I'm sure you're going to be relying on heavily. You know, guys like Brent Nerdman, who's been playing a lot of baseball for you the last couple of years. You know, a guy like Gavin Bell, just a junior, but, you know, he's had some experience at the plate and in the field. You know, some guys that will have to kind of carry the load, especially here early on in the season before, you know, some of those younger guys get into some ball games and get some varsity minutes.
Yeah, both of those guys you mentioned are actually kind of banged up or injured at the moment. Gavin Bell did play yesterday, but he was nursing a knee injury from basketball. He hasn't practiced much, but he's able to play in the game. He's going to give us a good glove at shortstop and hopefully be able to pitch a few innings for us. Brenton Erdman is currently out for a few more weeks. He had a surgical procedure after basketball season, so he hasn't been able to do anything baseball-wise for us. But we're hopeful to get him back by middle of April, which will be a big boost if we can get him back and with his bat and his pitching, his overall baseball ability. So, like I said, we got a lot of young guys, sophomores, and even a couple freshmen who are getting their first look at varsity baseball. We do have a senior, Kenny Hutzler, that's back from a year ago. Led off for us and scored our only run with some aggressive base running yesterday. He'll play center field and can play other positions too. And Brenton's younger brother, Colton Erdman, he caught for us yesterday, so he'll be a freshman catcher, and he's a good ball player, can play some different spots for us too. And only 14 guys on our roster, and we're maybe looking at some eighth graders also to give us some depth, because depth is going to be an issue for us, especially with a few guys kind of banged up right now.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. And, you know, kind of looking at the schedule here coming up, you guys have a matchup on Monday against Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, obviously if weather permits it. But then, you know, after that, it looks like maybe six of the next seven are home games for you guys, if that doesn't get mixed up with the weather. I'm sure that's exciting for you, you know, knowing you got some younger guys trying to get in there and get some minutes. I'm sure it'd be, you know, really nice to have that happen at home and kind of get a familiarity with your guys and them with varsity baseball.
Yeah, we got a good stretch of home games coming up, which will be nice. And getting these guys some reps at the varsity level. Pitching's going to be – we're going to have to find some pitching depth and several guys when we have three games a week here, and maybe a couple guys can go a couple innings at a time and pass the torch on to the next guy. Like I said, I liked what we saw from a few of our pitchers in Tuesday's game. And for the most part, we made some of the routine plays in the field. So defense and pitching are hopefully going to be kind of strengths for us. And hopefully the bats can pick up as the temperature warms up and the season goes along and we get more experience, or hitting will pick up as well. But it'll be plenty of opportunities for these guys. We lost five seniors to graduation a year ago, and then a handful of other guys decided to not come out for baseball this year. But that leaves the door open for the guys that are here, and we're excited to try to get better every day is the motto. Try to be a better team today than we were yesterday. So I think these guys are putting in the work so far and can make some strides this season.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
As farmers work to bring in the year's harvest, their efforts can be measured in more than bushels. Thanks to the Soybean Checkoff, Minnesota farmers are supporting vital research designed to increase yields, control pests, and manage weeds while protecting the soil and the water. That's a yield worth celebrating. Brought to you by Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Windham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwindham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Alex Fink of Wyndham Baseball. And Coach, we'll start here talking about last night's game. Was there in Jackson at Wacker Field, and you know, not ideal conditions for some baseball. Pretty windy day, very cold, windy day for you. And you know, a chance for you guys to kind of get out there and play some meaningful baseball. And you know, the JCC Huskies, they were ready to play a back and forth game. And you know, conditions obviously not ideal for baseball, like I said, but a close game, and in the end, the Huskies were able to get the win 3-2.
Yeah, you're going to get some tough weather games in Minnesota up now, and I think both teams had to play through it, so that's not really an excuse or anything like that. I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought all four of our pitchers did a really good job all day yesterday of competing and being in the strike zone for the most part, and their guy did too. He pitched pretty well too, and I think the one thing he did that was really good is, other than the first inning, I don't think he walked or hit a guy the rest of the game. So give him credit for that. I just think it showed that we haven't had a ton of at-bats yet. And, yeah, we're just a little bit rusty at the plate, and that's okay. That's to be expected. I thought we did some okay things defensively, okay things on the bases, just some stuff to clean up. But it's the first day out in May, and we kind of always talk about playing our best baseball towards the end of the year, and I'm pretty confident that this group, when we get things rolling, we're going to have a pretty good team here in a few weeks probably. So,
absolutely, Coach. You know, kind of talking about the personnel you got, it's one of those teams that, you know, you got a lot of guys back from last year that have played, yeah, you know, quite a bit of baseball for you the last couple of years, and you know, an opportunity for you to kind of experiment a little bit here to start the year. You know, you mentioned you had four guys pitching yesterday, and a couple of you know, Stevie Meyer was catching, playing first. You had Easton Piotr in the outfield and playing first base, and Soren Nielsen was playing shortstop, outfield, pitching. You know, an opportunity here early on for you to kind of experiment with some guys, find out, you know, your rotation and where guys fit. I'm sure that's a luxury to have that kind of depth on a baseball squad.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys that can play multiple positions, and we practice that and we preach that a little bit. And Soren's a great example. I think you could, Hayden's this way too, and Stevie to a certain extent. You could put those guys anywhere on a baseball field, and they're going to be successful with it and do a good job with it. And that's kind of a skill set of its own right there that I think is pretty impressive. And I thought we did a good job defensively. There's some just things, finishing plays that we haven't practiced because we just need to get outside more and practice. And when we do that, that'll say some things. We got to execute some little things offensively, specifically bunting. We just, if we're in a big spot, we got to get bunts down with some stuff, and we will. We're gonna be really good at that, just like we've been in the past. And I thought, honestly, the only thing was just we looked a little bit, our timing was off at the plate, and that's just to be expected. And I don't know if that'll turn next week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, but whenever that turns for us, we have a good team. I feel pretty confident that by the end of this year, we're going to be right in the mix with all the best teams in the section, and how we played after one practice outside isn't going to change how I feel on that, really. And I think we have the guys there who have kind of been there and done that, like you touched on, and then the guys that we have starting this year for the first time, I think are going to have really good years for us overall. So I'm excited to get some more games in, and like I said, I don't know when it'll turn offensively for us. It just takes a little time, but when it does, good things are going to happen for us.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you talk about, you know, some guys that have the experience in a team that I think everybody kind of expects to find it here in the next couple of weeks or midway through the season. But, you know, an opportunity here coming up with some pretty big games. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us. And, you know, I think the confidence is there to, like you said, kind of ease your way into playing that good baseball. No real reason to panic here to start the year with the loss, and obviously going to be playing some good teams here the next couple of weeks. I'm sure it's a good feeling to know that, you know, even if things maybe don't go the way you want them to against a team like St. James, I know they're coming up soon, a very good team, or, you know, these next couple of weeks, it's an opportunity with a group like this that you can kind of have that confidence, even if things aren't going your way, that things will eventually click.
Yeah, we're old. I mean, we're old in a lot of spots, which is a good thing to be in. We have guys who have started for multiple years at some spots, and a lot of these guys have been to section semifinals and won, I think, the last couple of years. Like, I think we've had 10 playoff wins. Like, they've played in big games. They know what it's going to take when we get to May, and we know where we need to get to, and we're not close to that yet, but we're going to get there. And I feel really good about a lot of guys on our team and guys off our bench who I need to get more opportunities for as we go forward here too, and just kind of see what sticks. But it just takes a little time, and we're a little bit behind with weather. We're a little bit behind with, we had a band and choir trip that we lost a lot of guys for a week, which is all good. It's just part of it that we're all kind of dealing with a little bit right now as we get more at bats and get outside and get playing more. And like I said, it looks like we're going to be inside the rest of this week, but when that happens for us, yeah, we're gonna be a good team the rest of the way. Whenever that clicks for us, I just feel pretty good about that, but we'll see.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, talking with us. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. Hopefully, like you said, we can get outside and start playing some real baseball and get some nice weather. But appreciate the time, Coach. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Hammer's Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Wyndham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswyndham.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. With some boys at baseball. Again, you can check it out on our podcast tab on our website, as it'll be up there in the next couple of minutes. Twins baseball pregame coming up at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. But till then, back to the classic country music here on KDOM.